Good evening and welcome to the Tuesday edition of Market Mantra, the program in which we give you a complete update on the economic, business and stock market news of the day. My name is Rajesh Lake and with me is my co-anchor in Hindi, Ambrish Saxena.
Namaskar. Aarti Khabron ke karyakram Market Mantra mein aapka swagat hai. Aadhe ghante ke is karyakram mein hum hamesha ki tarah desh aur duniya ki chuni hui aarthik, karobari aur share bazaar se judi khabrein lekar hazir hain. Hamare saath pramukh samacharon par charcha ke liye aamantrit hain varishth aarthik vishleshak AK Bhattacharya. Bhattacharya ji, karyakram mein aapka swagat hai.
Namaskar. Thank you very much.
आइए आरंभ करते हैं अंग्रेजी में हेडलाइंस के साथ जिसे लेकर मौजूद हैं राजेश लेख.
डोमेस्टिक स्टॉक इंडिसेस एंड अ रिकॉर्ड क्लोजिंग हाई. सेंसेक्स क्लोजेस एट 80,352. निफ्टी सेटल्स एट 24,444. सेबी इश्यूज डायरेक्टिव्स ऑन यूनिफॉर्म चार्ज स्ट्रक्चर्स फॉर मार्केट इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर इंस्टीट्यूशंस एंड कैबिनेट रीओपन्स प्रोडक्शन लिंक्ड इंसेंटिव स्कीम फॉर व्हाइट गुड्स.
घरेलू शेयर बाजार नई ऊंचाइयों पर पहुंचे. सेंसेक्स 80,352 अंक जबकि निफ्टी 24,444 अंकों के रिकॉर्ड स्तर पर बंद हुआ. सेबी ने स्टॉक एक्सचेंजों और अन्य बाजार संस्थानों को अपने सभी सदस्यों के लिए एक समान शुल्क लगाने का निर्देश दिया और मंत्रिमंडल ने व्हाइट गुड्स के लिए उत्पादन से जुड़ी प्रोत्साहन योजना के अंतर्गत आवेदन प्रक्रिया फिर से शुरू करने का फैसला किया. और आज की पहली खबर, विदेशी निवेश में बढ़त के कारण भारत के बेंचमार्क सूचकांकों ने आज मजबूती के साथ कारोबार किया और अपने नए रिकॉर्ड स्तर पर पहुंच गए. सेंसेक्स 391 अंक के साथ 0.49% बढ़कर 80,352 के नए शिखर पर बंद हुआ. दिन के दौरान यह 437 अंक के साथ 0.54% की उछाल के साथ 80,397 अंकों के उच्चतम स्तर पर पहुंच गया था. निफ्टी 113 अंक के साथ 0.46% बढ़कर 24,433 अंकों के रिकॉर्ड स्तर पर बंद हुआ. दिन के दौरान निफ्टी 123 अंक के साथ 0.50% बढ़कर 24,444 अंकों के नए शिखर पर पहुंच गया. निफ्टी इंडेक्स में 179 कंपनियों ने अपने 52 सप्ताह के उच्चतम स्तर को छुआ, वहीं 16 अपने 52 सप्ताह के निचले स्तर पर रहीं.
इंडियाज बेंचमार्क इंडिसेस ट्रेडेड फर्म एंड हिट द फ्रेश रिकॉर्ड क्लोजिंग लेवल्स टुडे ड्यू टू गेन्स इन फॉरेन फंड इनफ्लोज. द सेंसेक्स वॉज अप बाय 391 पॉइंट्स और 0.49% टू एंड एट अ new closing peak of 80,352. During the week, it jumped 437 points or 0.54% to hit a new lifetime high of 80,397. Nifty rose 113 points or 0.46% to settle at a record closing high of 24,433. During the day, Nifty surged 123 points or 0.50% to hit a new record peak of 24,444. In the Nifty Index, 179 companies hit their 52-week high, 16 hit their 52-week low. In the broader market at the BSE, the mid-cap index was up by 0.36%, while the small-cap index rose by 0.22%. 19 out of 30 companies registered gains in the Sensex index. The top three gainers today were Maruti 6.6%, Mahindra & Mahindra 2.51% and ITC 2.09%. Conversely, the three major laggards were Reliance 0.69%, Kotak Bank 0.61%, and Bajaj Finance 0.44%. In sectoral indices at the BSE, 15 sectors logged gains, 4 registered losses, while information technology ended flat. The top three gainers were auto, 2.17%, consumer durables, 2%, and realty, 1.23%. Conversely, the three major laggards were telecommunications, 0.44%, energy, 0.14%, and capital goods, 0.11%. The overall market breadth at the BSE was positive. Out of the 4,026 companies, the shares of 2,011 companies advanced, 1,922 declined, and 93 remained unchanged.
और रुपए का हाल भी जान लेते हैं. घरेलू इक्विटी में मजबूती, वैश्विक कच्चे तेल की कीमतों में गिरावट और विदेशों में डॉलर की तेजी के बीच रुपए में एक पैसे की बढ़त दिखाई दी. एक अमरीकी डॉलर का मूल्य 83.49 रूपये दर्ज किया गया. अंतर बैंकिंग विदेशी मुद्रा बाजार में रुपया 83.49 रूपये की मामूली बढ़त के साथ शुरू हुआ और सत्र के दौरान अमरीकी मुद्रा के मुकाबले अंतर दिवसीय कारोबार के दौरान 83.47 रूपये के उच्चतम स्तर को छुआ. हालांकि कारोबार के दौरान वो 83.51 रूपये के निचले स्तर पर भी पहुंच गया. भट्टाचार्य जी, आज एक बार फिर से दोनों ही सेंसेक्स ने और निफ्टी ने अपनी रिकॉर्ड ऊंचाई को छुआ है. कौन से आप ऐसे कारण आइडेंटिफाई करते हैं जिसकी वजह से लगातार ये बढ़त का सिलसिला जारी है?
देखिए, जैसे आपने कहा, ये जो फॉरेन फंड्स की जो इनफ्लो है उसका ये वो एक प्रधान कारण था. और फॉरेन फंड्स इसलिए आ रही है, मेरा मानना यह है कि जो फॉरेन फंड्स जो हैं, एफआईआईज जो हैं, वो जैसे इलेक्शन के पहले, रिजल्ट आने के पहले, वो जरा कंजर्वेटिव होकर पैसा उठा के बाहर रखते हैं, पर बजट के पहले वो इंडिकेशन सिग्नल देख के वो अपना पोजीशन बना लेते हैं. और अभी तक जो बजट की जो सिग्नल्स, जो संकेत जो आ रही हैं, वो अभी तक पॉजिटिव हैं. फिस्कल कंसोलिडेशन का क्लियर सिग्नल आ रहा है, इन्वेस्टमेंट का सिग्नल आ रहा है, और थोड़े बहुत जो डिमांड को बढ़ाने के लिए जो टैक्स में जो हेर बदल करनी पड़ेगी उसके भी कुछ संकेत आ रहे हैं. तो सब मिलाकर ये एक प्री बजट रैली है, फॉरेन फंड्स से जुड़ा हुआ है. पर मैं आपके उसके साथ में और एक चीज में ये भी कहूंगा कि ये रैली इंडिकेट कर रहा है किस तरह का हम इकोनॉमी की दौर से गुजर रहे हैं. अगर आप देखें आज की रैली में, जो मैन्युफैक्चरिंग सेक्टर और कंस्ट्रक्शन सेक्टर में ये आगे निकली है बहुत ज्यादा, पर सर्विसेज और इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर सेक्टर में उतनी ज्यादा नहीं निकली है. तो एक सवाल जो उठता है कि क्या जो सर्विसेज की जो गति पहले पिछले कई हफ्तों में बढ़ी थी, शायद वो एक पोजीशन में कंसोलिडेट कर रही हैं, और इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर में शायद उतना इन्वेस्टमेंट आगे के दिनों में न आ सके, रिटर्न्स उतनी न हो, शायद इसीलिए मार्केट एक चेतावनी दे रहा है कि सर्विसेज और इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर में शायद अभी एक मंदी चलेगी. पर मैन्युफैक्चरिंग और कंस्ट्रक्शन वो उसमें अभी भी तेजी है, और ये इकोनॉमी के लिए एक बहुत बड़ा एक अच्छा सूचक है, इसलिए क्योंकि मैन्युफैक्चरिंग और कंस्ट्रक्शन के साथ जुड़ा हुआ है एक बहुत बड़ा इशू, वो है नौकरियां और जॉब्स. और अगर जॉब्स बढ़ेंगी तो डिमांड में वृद्धि आएगी, तो ओवरऑल मैक्रो इकोनॉमिक ग्रोथ की जो एक पोटेंशियल जो है उसमें भी एक इजाफा हो सकता है.
After listening to what you just said, the budget is on July 23rd. So is this part of that pre-rally, what we are witnessing now?
What I'm seeing right now is it is a pre-budget rally. Okay. The stock market participants are taking the signals coming out from various quarters on what might happen and what kind of signals they might get from the budget going forward.
But don't you think, AKB, the stocks have already run up quite a bit, and expectations have been built up already.
Well, you are right, but the stock market participants and players and the stock analysts, they have actually recently revised their old opinion on what are the benchmarks that they're looking at.
Okay.
There was a time when they were talking about 80,000 Sensex, at the end of December, but now they are talking about a different number. You're already there. So clearly, these assessments are being revised. They're actually constantly being revised. And you might say that they have already run up, gone to a level where they've already exploited their potential. But if you look at the corporate results, the earnings growth are still robust. The market concentration levels are still very high, as a result of which the profit earnings potential continues to remain strong.
So in our story, we read that the rally was due to gains in foreign funds inflow. In fact, yesterday, 60.98 crores worth of equities were bought by the FIIs. So if that be the case, what is it that we keep them motivated to the Indian market? What impetus can we give, which so that they remain remain interested in the Indian market?
It's a function. It's a very good question. It's a function of two basic parameters. At one level, how are the other emerging markets behaving? Right now, India is performing at a level that no other emerging market is coming anywhere near it.
Mm.
So, for the foreign investors, India looks to be a decent bet. It continues to remain a decent bet. So that is one positive factor. And the other factor that they will keep in mind is what kind of policy signals emerge from New Delhi. And those policy signals are pertaining to what kind of investments that are made in the infrastructure sector, what kind of demand gets generated through some sort of a tax rejig, what kind of a GST council meeting 2 days after or 1 day after the budget is presented will decide on what kind of rate restructuring one may see. So there are so many factors that are at play, and of course the central of all of them is the budget.
ऐसे में आपको क्या लगता है भट्टाचार्य जी, जो रिटेल इन्वेस्टर है अभी थोड़ा सा उसको बाहर बैठ के इंतजार करना चाहिए कब डिप आएगा और तब वो एंटर करे, या जो एग्जिस्टिंग इन्वेस्टर्स हैं वो प्रॉफिट बुकिंग का इंतजार करें?
मेरे हिसाब से जो पहली जो चेतावनी होनी चाहिए कि जो रिटेल इन्वेस्टर जो है वो एक रिस्क इन्वेस्टमेंट कर रहे हैं, तो इसमें रिस्क जुड़ा हुआ है, तो सोच समझ के इन्वेस्ट करें। और अगर वो सोच समझ के इन्वेस्ट करना चाहते हैं, मैं समझता हूं कि इस वक्त जो लार्ज कैप स्टॉक्स जो हैं उसमें अगर उनके साथ जुड़े रहें उसमें रिस्क कम होंगी। अगर आप जल्दी में अगर रिटर्न लेना चाहते हैं तो स्मॉल कैप मिड कैप में अभी भी थोड़ा बहुत लोग उनके भाषा में कहते हैं जूस बचा हुआ है, पर अगर सेफ अगर इन्वेस्टमेंट विथ रिस्क करना चाहते हैं तो मैं समझता हूं कि लार्ज कैप मैन्युफैक्चरिंग सेक्टर के बड़े कंपनी आप देखिए, मारुति एंड महिंद्रा एंड महिंद्रा और
6.6
एंड आईटीसी, ये सारी जो सेक्टर जो हैं ये लार्ज कैप ब्लू चिप कंपनीज हैं। इनकी जो अभी भी जो अर्निंग कैपेबिलिटी है अभी भी पूरी नहीं हुई है।
So, AKB, sectors like FMCG, which you just mentioned, they are probably helping to push the market higher on the basis that there could be more government spending to help the rural economy, and that they would have positive effect on other sectors like affordable housing.
Absolutely.
Finances.
Absolutely. It is not just a question of government investing more in a rural economy, but it is also a question of to what extent the government goes out to leave little more money, disposable money, in the hands of the large millions of Indian middle class, which will, with that disposable money, they can go out in the market and buy goods and services. And that will create a kind of a virtuous cycle of more demand, therefore more investment. And that investment will not necessarily come from the government, but it will come from the private sector, which will create a virtuous cycle of demand, investment and growth, and therefore the government also benefits by more taxes and revenues.
Also, the fact is that the domestic investors are also contributing quite a bit. Inflow into the equity mutual fund has hit a new high of 40,608 crore rupees in June 2024.
This flow of money into the mutual fund is actually has been so robust that actually the stock market regulator is little concerned, to the extent that, because after all these are all small investors, their hard earned money, they have put in the money in the mutual fund, is relatively a safer investment to be made in the mutual funds.
Right.
But at the same time, the SEBI, the chairperson, has pointed out that a lot of positions are being taken in derivatives, which are far more risky. Positions are being taken in futures and options, so they are far more speculative in nature, and these positions are being taken through these mutual fund routes by ordinary retail investors. So therefore, there is need for caution. There is, while the run goes on.
Okay, you say caution. So what should an investor do?
Well,
not invest?
No, they must invest, but look around, go in for safe and secure investments. Don't go in for assets that you don't know about. It's very important to know.
Do your homework well.
Mm. I mean, if you don't know something called futures and options or something called derivatives, don't go and dabble in it just because your investment advisor just advised you.
Mm.
So use your own brains to make the right investment.
So that it leads me to ask you, do you think market is exhibiting strength and is showing no signs of sharp correction despite high valuation?
I would not say that at all.
Okay.
Because what you are seeing is that there is the general trend trajectory is on the rise, but there are corrections taking place almost every alternate day. Even yesterday there was a correction that took place. So what the market is doing is it is going up, doing some sort of a consolidation, coming down, then going up again, but based on the fundamentals of the company, of the economy, and of what the government might do through the budget.
Okay, do you think a healthy trend in the market is that fundamentally strong large caps are seeing buying? Look at RIL or ITC.
You know, what has happened in the Indian economy is some sort of a duality has emerged where the larger companies are doing better, just as one part of the economy is doing much better than the other part of the economy. So the stock market is reflecting that duality, and therefore if the investor wants to be part of that the growth story, the return story, the income story of that part of the economy, then I think they should look at large cap stocks.
So you mentioned budget is the pre...
Absolutely.
Perhaps this is a trigger that's
this
happening.
This is a trigger that is happening.
Okay. Do you think the next trigger could be the Q1 results starting this week?
That's a quarterly cycle that happens.
Okay.
And the early signs are that the earnings of the companies, the top companies, are going to be still quite encouraging. So, which is why the market is already taking that position in.
That's factored in already. Okay. Moving on, the Securities and Exchange Board of India issued a directive on Monday instructing stock exchanges and other market institutions to levy uniform and equal charge structure for all its members, irrespective of the nature of the transaction. The directions will take effect from 1st of October this year. AKB, if you could elaborate.
You know, essentially what happens is that the market infrastructure institutions are the stock exchanges, the clearing corporation, such bodies, who are the intermediaries between the retail investor and the stock exchanges. Now, what earlier used to happen was when these market infrastructure institutions would place a trade or a transaction with the stock exchanges, the rates of the cost or the fee of that was linked to the volume of the trade.
Okay.
Now, if you are going in for a big transaction, so probably the stock exchange will charge you
less.
less fee, because you are charging for bulk and wholesale kind of a thing. Now,
so
the regulator is saying,
one or you're buying 100,
doesn't
the
matter.
Fee will be the same.
There is some sort of an equality is coming now. Why is it important? It's because it leads to transparency in cost. It leads to the small investor not at the wrong end of the stick. And also, it probably helps helps the stock exchanges get into a more equitable system where those who have the big pockets are not making unnecessary gains at the cost of smaller retail investors.
Okay. और चलते हैं एशिया के अन्य बाजारों का हाल भी जान लेते हैं. पांच एशियाई प्रमुख सूचकांकों में से चार आज बढ़त के साथ बंद हुए. जापान का निकेई 1.92% मजबूत रहा. चीन के शंघाई कंपोजिट इंडेक्स में 1.25% की वृद्धि दर्ज की गई. सिंगापुर का स्टेट्स टाइम्स इंडेक्स 0.63% बढ़ा. दक्षिण कोरिया का कोस्पी 0.34% बढ़ा और हांगकांग का हैंगसेंग इंडेक्स सपाट बंद हुआ. यूरोप के तीनों प्रमुख सूचकांक आज गिरावट के साथ कारोबार कर रहे हैं. अंतिम समाचार मिलने तक जर्मनी का डेक्स 0.44% गिरा. लंदन का फुटसी 0.1% नीचे रहा और फ्रांस का कैग भी 0.84% कमजोरी के साथ कारोबार कर रहा था. भट्टाचार्य जी, एशिया के बाजारों के बारे में आप कुछ और टिप्पणी करना चाहेंगे? हालांकि सारे बाजारों ने आज अच्छा ही प्रदर्शन
किया. एशियन बाजार एशिया बाजार में तो जब मैंने देखा कि जो चाइनीज इकोनॉमी की जो रिवाइवल जो आ रही है और चाइना की जो रिसेंट जो नेगोशिएशंस यूरोप के साथ डील हुई है रिसेंटली, उसका प्रतिफलन दिख रहा है मुझे. पर यूरोप के मार्केट में, पर्टिकुलरली फ्रांस के मार्केट में, जो पॉलिटिकल अनसर्टेनिटी जिसमें फ्रांस में दिख रहा है और यूरोपियन पार्लियामेंट में जो रिसेंट इलेक्शन जो आई थी उसमें भी जो अनसर्टेनिटी आ रही है, वो अनसर्टेनिटी रिफ्लेक्ट हो रही है यूरोपियन मार्केट में. मैं आई थिंक दिस इज व्हाट यू वर आल्सो हिंटिंग एट.
यस. सो आई वाज आल्सो वांटिंग टू आस्क यू व्हाट रेपरकशन विल द रिजल्ट्स हैव इन आवर रिलेशनशिप with these countries?
Well, you know, with France, not much, because Mr. Macron will remain the president till 2027. And in the French system, what happens is that both foreign affairs as well as defense are controlled 100% by the president, not by the parliament. So he can go ahead and sign whatever deals he wants to sign on defense and external affairs. As far as India and France is concerned, it will not be an issue. With UK, with a new Prime Minister who is not as left-wing as the old Labour leaders were, who is a little more pragmatic, probably India will have a better chance of striking the UK FTA, which should have been closed long
it's
ago.
It's been going on.
Going on because of differences of opinion on what kind of duty treatment they want us to give to Scotch whiskey and many other items. I think the Labour Prime Minister, who has to show that he is making a difference and taking the Indo-UK trade relations, economic relations forward, my sense is that we will see some forward movement.
It will come through.
Yeah.
And also, two out of three major U.S. indices ended in green on Monday. NASDAQ added 0.38%, Dow Jones Industrial Average slid 0.08%, and S&P 500 gained 0.1%. Now, U.S. also, indices are, as I read, is in green. But what about the Fed? Now, what decision will the Fed finally take, and how will it affect us?
Well, I think the Fed is continuing to follow a line that it has been following for the last several months, which is that its eyes are firmly focused on keeping inflation down till it reaches closer to this target rate of 2%. That's very clear.
It seems he's not going to budge.
He's not going to budge, come what may, and particularly because the election's coming forward.
Yeah.
So I think that the market is not so much worried about what the Fed does, but the market is slightly, you know, gauging the situation of what might happen in November after the elections, whether it will be Trump or whether it will be Biden. That will have a bigger bearing on the U.S. markets, and that will have an impact on India, because whether the money flows out or flows in will be
something. What kind of government comes in?
Comes in, and Indian stock markets will certainly be impacted either way.
जी और चलते हैं अगली खबर की ओर. सरकार ने व्हाइट गुड्स एयर कंडीशनर और एलईडी लाइट्स के लिए उत्पादन से जुड़ी प्रोत्साहन योजना के अंतर्गत आवेदन प्रक्रिया इस महीने की 15 तारीख से 90 दिनों के लिए फिर से शुरू करेगी. वाणिज्य और उद्योग मंत्रालय ने कहा है कि यह प्रक्रिया 15 जुलाई से 12 अक्टूबर तक खुली रहेगी. मंत्रालय ने बताया कि 6,962 करोड़ रुपए के निवेश वाले 66 आवेदन अब तक योजना के अंतर्गत स्वीकृत किए गए हैं. और
Amrish, just wanted to get the views of AKB on the PLI scheme for white goods in India. So what is the primary objective of this scheme, and how does it aim to boost the manufacturing sector for white goods?
Well, briefly, what it does is that the scheme for companies that are manufacturing components for air conditioners and LED lights, they will have an opportunity of either re-entering the same scheme in this 90-day window and gain the advantages of slightly modified terms of reimbursing the incentives. That's one. Because right now, instead of an annual disbursement of incentives, the new scheme allows a quarterly disbursement of incentives. Mm. The second thing is that there are a large number of small companies, medium enterprises, who are interested in manufacturing components for these two sectors, but failed to take advantage of it when the scheme was originally introduced in 2021. Now they can enter, but remember, they will have only a two-year window by which they have to get whatever incentives they can. But of course, when you get a 4-6% of incentive based on your additional turnover, then you become a little more competitive. And of course, the government pays by way of a kind of incentive which comes from the subsidies account of the government.
Brent and WTI crude were trading lower in the global crude market today. Brent crude decreased by 0.27% to $85.52 per barrel. The U.S. West Texas Intermediate also decreased by 0.37% to $82.05 per barrel. So, AKB, it seems the hurricane that was to come in Texas has done good, because the kind of rampage everyone was expecting did not take place.
Good news for India.
Yeah, I know. So, are you happy with the kind of...
I think India's petroleum sector management has been rather good during the Ukraine-Russia war, when we took advantage of the Russian Urals. And now, when other crude oil prices are coming down, we are taking advantage of it. So, it's good news for India's subsidies bill, good news for India's petroleum sector for the moment.
और चलते हैं सराफा बाजार का हाल जान लेते हैं. मल्टी कमोडिटी एक्सचेंज में वायदा कारोबार के लिए सोना आज बढ़त के साथ कारोबार कर रहा था. इस कीमती धातु का वायदा मूल्य अगस्त अनुबंध के लिए 0.04% की बढ़त के साथ 72,365 रुपए प्रति 10 ग्राम के स्तर पर दर्ज किया गया. वहीं सितंबर अनुबंध के लिए चांदी अंतिम समाचार मिलने तक 0.06% की बढ़ोतरी के साथ 93,412 रुपए प्रति किलोग्राम के स्तर पर कारोबार कर रही थी.
AKB, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah. And before we close, the headlines. Domestic stock indices end at a record closing high. Sensex closes at 80,352. Nifty settles at 24,433. SEBI issues directives on uniform charge structures for market infrastructure institutions. And Cabinet reopens production-linked incentive scheme for white goods. That's all we have in this edition of Market Mantra. Till tomorrow, goodbye. Market Mantra.
मार्केट।